This is Inside Agriculture. How concerned should the American people be about problems with the food supply chain brought on by the coronavirus pandemic when Washington state lawmakers said we should be very concerned? Mary Dye, a farmer from Pomeroy, Washington, says the disruptions to the food chain, whether it's meat, or dairy, or produce, have forced consumers and lawmakers to admit what an essential part of everyday life agriculture is.
Everybody likes to eat, and it's important that we keep the food supply robust and the distribution chains working, the supply chains working, so that we can recover from this horrible pandemic sooner.
Dye says she is very concerned that the supply disruptions we're seeing now will ripple out and create food shortages in the next 12 to 18 months, primarily because the global economy will not recover as quickly as the U.S. economy.
Agriculture has been ramping for the last few decades to meet the 9 billion population, global population need in 2050. And because we're ramped at that scale, we will not be able to scale back to only domestic supply chain. We must export to the global economy to remain viable.
And any long-term changes will be very difficult for U.S. agriculture since so many commodities and products are exported overseas. And on top of that, Washington farmers feed so many poor and hungry areas of the globe. She's very concerned how things will look in the future. U.S. soybeans are running into stronger than expected competition in the world markets, but still running close to last year's pace. This is Gary Crawford from the USDA.
U.S. soybean exports this 2020 fiscal year are running only a little bit behind last year. USDA's latest forecast for the year is for $16.5 billion worth. It was 16.9 in 2019. However, the new forecast is considerably below what USDA was projecting back in February. Analysts then were expecting soybean exports to bring in $18.4 billion, so they've trimmed down their forecast by almost $2 billion.
Due mainly to competitive Brazilian exports.
Some reasons for that, according to USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson.
One is they had a very good crop, but also because of the economic impacts of coronavirus.
Also, the U.S. dollar has grown stronger compared to the real, making U.S. soybeans a little more expensive than the Brazilian product. But Brazil's supplies are being worked down significantly.
That would suggest that we're going to sell more in the last part of calendar year 2020, but that's not reflected in this estimate,
which is only for the fiscal year that ends September 30.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.